Guidelines for the naming campaign are limiting names to gods, goddesses, creatures, or heroes of the underworld from any mythology. The names of writers, scientists, and engineers associated with Pluto also count, but the person must be deceased. According to Josh Bangle with Lowell Observatory in Flagstaff, what the scientists will find is still a mystery.
We can assume that there's going to be, rocky features like mountains and dry ice beds or rivers. I mean, at this point, it's all speculation until we get closer and we can start seeing what's really on the surface of Pluto.
Bangle says there are currently more than 40,000 submissions from nearly every country on the planet. He hopes that some feature might be named after Flagstaff residents who were part of the Pluto story, like Clyde Tombaugh or Percival Lowell.
I mean, it would be great if there was a Tombaugh mountain range, but, we'll leave that up to somebody else to submit that name for us.
People can submit ideas until April 24th on NASA's website or at Lowell Observatory. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Justin Regan in Flagstaff.